The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell & Company.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Thursday, the second day of the new year, 2025. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm Meg, your host, and the number here is 850-437-1620. And now we are live in the studio. I went from recording and playing, replaying a dog recording, and now I've got, I got all kinds of people in the studio this morning. So welcome to our friends from Connell & Company. And this morning we have with us Shelley Isaacson, Angela Sherrill, Will Maven, and David Redmond. Okay, so good morning, everybody. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. My name is Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and I'm with Connell & Company Realty, and my number is 850-292-3165.
Shelley Isaacson with the Guild Mortgage, 850-232-3224.
And one more.
And David Redmond with Guild Mortgage, 850-712-8131.
Welcome. Welcome. We're glad to have you guys this morning. Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage. Who's Guild Mortgage?
Guild Mortgage. We're excited to be with Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage is one of the strongest independent mortgage bankers in the United States. We actually rank number 6 as an IMB.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is very, very impressive. We are in the top 10 of FHA, VA origination, which is very strong for our area and the customer base we have here. Guild has been around since the 1960s when it started, so it has a very rich history, and it is very, very deep in the builder business. Well, that's how it started out. It started out as a partnership with a builder in California, and then broke off into an independent mortgage banker itself. Our servicing portfolio, which is the customers that we have, we service $92 billion worth of loans. So that's that's a big number.
That is a big number.
Wow.
Guild also has 5,200 employees throughout the United States. We have over 500 retail branches. So we're really, really proud. We're new to the company. So we're very thankful to be part of such a wonderful, strong company. And I think it's a privilege to be part of the company as well.
Fantastic.
So tell me, when you make your mortgage, when you're selling mortgages to a customer, do you guys keep the mortgage?
Meaning the servicing your loans.
Well, with Guild, we have the ability to do two things. We have the ability to service a loan, which we call that retained. They also give us another option. That's the great thing about Guild is they have a lot of partnerships with a lot of different, what we call aggregators, which are servicers in our industry. Okay. And so let's say you were a customer that wanted to go to a different IMB because that's where you had had your mortgage before. Or, you know, and obviously we don't want to plug different mortgage companies on the radio, but if you wanted to go to a different servicer, we do have the ability to move that loan to that servicer at your request. If not, then Guild will be your mortgage servicer and you'll be our customer. And what makes that so nice in the mortgage business is that if you have any questions, your insurance issues or escrow problems or whatever it may be, you can come back to Shelley, who was your loan originator, and come to her, and she can help you solve those problems, which are really nice.
I go to Shelley anyway. She always helps me solve those problems. She's my go-to expert in the office. Shelley, what do you think interest rates are going to do this year?
Well, equal to or better than last year. How about that? It's always a mystery. December and January is usually notoriously high, no matter if we're in a low interest rate market. It's just people are deciding what to do with their money. And so it'll just be wait and see. The market, as we've all learned, our rates do not go down when the Fed talks and rates go down. So you just have to give us a call. We'll help you with what you need.
I've got a question here from one of our listeners that's texted in. And if you've got a question for our friends at Connell & Company or Guild Mortgage, you can text at 850-437-1620. This is a good question, y'all. Do you know about purchasing a house using reverse mortgage? How does that work?
Absolutely. And Guild I've known people to do it. Guild Mortgage is a reverse mortgage lender. Not every mortgage lender does that, and you can move in to buy a home and not have a mortgage payment. Your only responsibility would be to pay your taxes and insurance on an annual basis.
Just give Will or Angela a call, and we can walk you right through that and get you in touch with Shelley and put the roadmap there for your new home purchase.
Yeah.
You can reach us at Will Maben at 850-261-7020.
And you can reach me, Angela Sherrill, at 850-292-3165.
Thank you for sending that question, and that's a great question. And if you have other questions on Pep Talk at the Pensacola Expert Panel, 850-437-1620, feel free to text them in.
I am going to add one plug to that, though.
Okay.
It is an age limit program.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it's not a first-time homebuyer program. It's a retirement program, 62 or older.
Okay,
but we have roadmaps for the first-time homebuyer, too. So don't forget that.
Absolutely.
We are the one-stop shop for everything you need. Angela, Sherrill, and I have worked real hard to do this radio show and bring in lots of educated people to give information on purchasing real estate. Shelley, how long have you been in the mortgage industry?
I have been in the mortgage industry for a long time. I will say I have been a mortgage loan officer originator for over 25 years.
Wow.
I worked in lending in the bank side for probably 20 years on the other side of that. So I've done a little bit of all of it. I've helped lots of people. I fall in a baby boomer era. I talk about that a lot. So if you talk to me much, you'll learn that I'm into generations. Doing an in-depth study with the Z economy, and it's very interesting to learn what these new Generation Z people are learning and how to do business with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And David?
I have been in the mortgage business since 1996, I believe.
Okay.
So it's been 25 years plus.
Yeah.
So the great thing about the team that we have at Guild Mortgage is that we have a lot of tenure, if that's the right terminology. We have a lot of people that have been doing this a long time. We have a lot of really, really smart people. We have a lot of people that are very knowledgeable in the mortgage business. So when you come in to use us for your services, you're probably getting, if you took the combination of just me and Shelley, which would be, we're both 23 years old, so what's that? I mean, you're probably looking at 400 years of mortgage experience.
Wow.
And so what that does, it gives you the ability to come in, ask questions, and make sure that we put you in the best product to suit your needs, and also make you very, very comfortable through the process. So one thing about the mortgage process that I've learned in the years I've been doing this, regardless of your economic stature or your credit stature, or even if you purchase something, I'll use myself as an example. Every time I buy a home, it's very emotionally charged. That's why you need the experts that we have here in the room,
right,
on the real estate side. So you're very nervous, and so it's a very emotionally driven process. So, you know, having the expertise, having the hand-holding, having somebody that's going to be able to answer your questions and walk you through the process, I think is extremely important in the mortgage side.
Let me ask, are the FHA and VA price points, have y'all heard whether they're going to go up to be able to, as far as, you know, what is the FHA purchase point right now as far as price range of a home?
FHA was at 426 as of January. It moved to 5, and I don't have that programmed in my brain, I'll be honest. Do you have that, David? I know VA was agreed a few years ago, and we can do up to $2 million at 100% financing if you qualify. The FHA went to 524 to 25. So you can buy a $500,000 house with an FHA 3.5% down payment.
Wow. That's amazing, because that's what I've been showing a lot of people. You know, it's amazing what a $500,000 doesn't get you.
Yeah, I remember the day when that was like a mansion. I mean, it was
your forever home.
Correct. I won the lottery home.
Yes. And guess what? It was move-in ready.
Yes, ma'am. Furnished.
Well, you know, to that point, I think the average price point, you know, per Google, which knows everything, is $420. Right. in our area. So that tells you that, you know, you're way above that price point, which opens up a lot of options for you.
Yes.
Right. You know, and speaking of area, too, we have a broad listenership at our radio station. So what are the areas that y'all do cover for your realty company?
Well, Florida.
Okay, that's right. What I'm asking, because some people might assume it's just Escambia County. I know that's not true.
Well, so. We specialize in the panhandle.
Okay.
Anything from Panama City to here would be a specialized area for us. But we're able to do real estate business anywhere in Florida.
Well, see, that's good to know.
Yeah.
But we do like to be regional. It's such a niche market that changes so much that it helps to have somebody live boots on the ground instead of your bulk guy in South Florida doing your real estate there.
Well, everybody thinks, oh, I can do it online now. I don't think so. Not for this.
Well,
for
you
this.
Can do I mean, it online, but accept the risk.
Yeah, exactly. I would much rather have a couple people like you in my corner walking me through the process.
Thank you.
I know I mean that sincerely. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to jump in on that, too, by
yes.
the way. Maybe this is the 25 years of doing it on the mortgage side, but the upfront expertise, to your point, if you talk about doing it online, you're talking about somebody that, you know, is maybe out of our area, and it maybe sounds like it's a little more convenient, but you lose the ability to have the experts that know the market, that know the community, and can advise you through the whole process. And to me, from my perspective, that's priceless. You may save a dollar here or maybe not a dollar here, because a lot of these times you get to all the way to the end and it wasn't quite what they told you it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no accountability. These guys live here. They're local. They're in the community. They see you in the grocery store.
Right.
So there's a huge amount of accountability there, in my opinion.
And right. now which, I do have to say, want. I've had several customers buy online, but they're not just picking a house and putting in an offer. They're reaching out to me and saying, hey, well, go do some research for me on this house. You be my boots on the ground. And
there you
that
go.
Is
that
something
works.
That I specialize in with videos and walkthroughs and hours of video just walking through houses. So those buyers can be some of the most educated buyers out there.
Right.
But there's also that I didn't get to step foot in it myself risk that comes with that territory. Two of my most recent closings were remote like that, and that's just because sometimes people are busy. They work.
I think it's amazing that you can do that, but I do agree with you. I really do think you need that person, a boots on the ground.
And it also helps to have the ability to do all of your application for your loan and their apps that they have for the ease of use and everything. You don't have to be in their office filling out paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You can just sit and get that moving right away.
Well, and as David said, we are in all 52 states, but lenders, loan officers such as myself, Shelley Isaacson, 850-232-3224. I am licensed in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee. We have others in our office that are licensed in other states. And then we have other affiliates that we can refer you to. So you can start here before you move, and we can walk you through wherever you're going to go to in the entire United States.
That's fantastic.
And I'll say the great part about that is that you have the local expertise, but to your point earlier, Will, you also have the ability to have the technology. So you could literally be a block away from our office and never come into it. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get the ease of the technology, the convenience piece of it. But if you needed to come in and sit down in front of Shelley and talk to her about the mortgage process or get deep into a question, she's right around the corner. And that's what makes it so nice.
Right. Okay. My question is, as far as comparing last year to what we are hoping is going to happen this year, with hopefully some rates will come down and it will be reflected in our market as well, is last year one of the selling points that we tried to make to buyers was if you buy now, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, so we don't know if rates are going up. We don't know if rates are going to come down. But if you do buy at a higher price point, which they did.
And do.
Can we count on being able to refinance?
Well, that's the luxury of us being a servicing lender, first and foremost. But even if we're not servicing your loan and we've worked with you before or we haven't worked with you, we're here to help you determine what's the best effort for the interest rate. Is it better for you to refinance and regroup on a lower payment? Or also some people are wondering, should they buy or should they just take equity out? So those are things that we can help. As the joke was, the advertisement is buy now, date the rate, and
marry the house, date the rate.
My brain went blank. Go for it.
Interest rates change all the time, so you're only going to date that interest rate. But find the house that you love and marry the house.
Yeah.
So you go ahead and lock it in, and that's where we say sometimes people pay a little bit more for their housing. And it does make sense to do this because you can refinance later down the road. And a lot of these mortgage companies do offer great programs for that refinancing. My name is Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. Phone number is 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty. And my number is 850-292-3165.
Shelley Isaacson with Guild Mortgage, 850-232-3224.
David Redmond with Guild Mortgage, 850-712-8131.
And you're listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel Pep Talk. My name is Meg, and the number here, 850-437-1620. If you have any real estate questions, mortgage questions, what's going to happen in 2025 kind of questions, now's the time to text them in.
Another quick note is if you buy with us today and we refinance next year, we will give you no cost from the lender's perspective.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Wow. That, call us today.
Yeah, right?
We've got a house for you.
Yes.
And Shelly can get you pre-approved. I do recommend to all of my buyers that they go ahead and get pre-approved. What do you think about that, Shelly?
Well, it's better to know what you can buy than to be looking at what you can't afford, and then you've got to step back, and it's not going to make it any easier to make that decision. In fact, you end up not making that decision because you didn't plan ahead. So plan ahead, know what you can do, get your perspective in order, and if you have some things that need to be cleaned up, that's something we do too. So it's all a planning process. Just like you set new goals for the new year, you need to get yourself financially set. Give us a call and we help people determine their financial needs.
What about the underwriters? Who are they? What do they do?
Maybe even explain what that means, underwriting.
Yeah.
the microphone's getting passed.
Nobody wants to answer that question. That's that guy in the closet or lady in the closet they all call in the mushroom.
I so wish we were on video right now. Yeah, because that moment was like, uh-oh.
I mean, Shelley's point.
I didn't
point,
mean
you know,
to have it be a tough question.
To Shelley's point, the mortgage process is not easy. And so you want to start out with the experts you have in the room with Will and Angela and start there. And then obviously you want to get with the mortgage lender. And you want to get pre-approved. So you want to have a pre-approval in your hand. So as you're out shopping, you know, the sellers don't know you and don't know your viability, and they give you the ability to have some leverage in the process. And so it really, that's how I would start. But the underwriting piece of it, the underwriting piece has always been the white elephant in the room, maybe. I'm not sure what the terminology is. But, yeah, so the underwriting piece is not as bad as everybody makes it out to be, but it can be. And so the underwriter is who's really determining the last piece of the credit. So they're going through. You go through the process. You get the appraisals. You get title. You get all these things. The underwriter's going through and just really validating the information and signing off on it. And signing off on it gives you the ability to have what we call a clear to close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then we are able to get you to the closing table.
That's my favorite. A phrase, clear yeah. to close.
Everybody's favorite phrase in this room is clear to close, right. I believe.
Mine is approved.
Well, I mean, I've seen approved, but not clear to close.
Oh, okay.
Clear to close is the most important thing, and you get that usually 2 to 3 days before closing. And that's the day we celebrate. We know we're moving
right.
forward at that point.
Let me explain one hurdle that Will and I had most recently. On the seller's name, he did not have a middle initial, but a box had been mismarked. And so it appeared that he had an N for his initial, which really meant no name, no middle name. And so it took... It almost delayed us.
Well, that's why we have a good title companies as well.
Yeah.
The goal is to always make sure nobody's getting scammed in this deal, and that's why we have professionals that work on these things all the way around.
Right.
That middle initial, this wasn't a young man. He had
yeah.
been dealing with this all his life. It wasn't like it was a secret, and the military gave him the N for no
apparent for no middle name.
For no middle name.
Oh my gosh.
But it looked like
gosh.
It could have been a scam out there, and that's yes. why it took so much.
Oh, and the no. underwriter was like, gotta have it in writing. Ugh. I mean, I explained it, I texted it. I mean, it was kind of crazy.
Such a simple explanation became very complicated, I'll bet.
But our professional title company caught it and fixed it.
Yeah.
So there's a good move for us. That's why we have professionals on the job always.
Yeah.
I will say this in that scenario is that, you know, one of the things that if you don't pull out of this radio show that I am as being a first time person in the room is that when you're working with professionals as we have in this room and you come across those hurdles, you come across those yeah. issues, the title companies, the lender, and you have a great team of people to work with and the communications there, every problem is solvable. It's just the communication and the expertise that you want to work with. That's why it's so important to work with the people in this room.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. And my name is Will Maven with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at buysellcannell.com.
And I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company, and my number is 850-292-3165.
Shelley Isaacson with The Guild Mortgage, 850-232-3224.
David Redmond with Guild Mortgage, 850-712-8131.
Oh, I'm going to jump in. I'm Meg with Pep Talk, Physical Expert Panel, and the number here is 850-437-1620. Please send in your questions. We've got a panel of experts like you wouldn't believe here this morning. I'm so thrilled to have y'all here.
Right. We are ready to get back on a routine, guys. That's why we sound excited, because we genuinely are. And
love our jobs.
Yes, we do. We love our jobs very much. We're grateful for the area in which we live, because
paradise.
Yes, it is paradise. And we have a wonderful group of real estate experts from Guild Mortgage, Shelley and David. They're a great partnership. Will and I and Cannell & Company, a lot of very smart real estate people. And we do love our job and love to sell the Pensacola, Escambia County, Santa Rosa, Milton.
I like finding my neighbors. Yeah. I really do. There's no better way to make our community great
yeah.
than to put those great people in the great houses that they love, you know? Yeah. It's amazing.
I was going to say, I have to say, I think if I was a realtor, my favorite part would be to see someone sign that dotted line and it's done, and now they're about to give them the keys and they're going to walk into their first home. Oh, that must be really, truly the best moment ever.
My favorite thing about this job is the look on somebody's face that they've just achieved a dream.
Yes.
They achieved that. You can't replace it. It's the light bulb moment for a teacher.
Yes. I think it'd be so satisfying to actually be, because you know you're making a difference in people's lives every single day.
Right.
There's nothing bigger than that. It's the first job I've ever done where I get to help people actually achieve a dream.
That's the coolest thing.
And it is. It's very cool. Right. And a lot of times you're going through all of the houses and you get stuck in the rut, you know, looking at different things. But
and for a rookie person that has never done it before, it is overwhelming.
Yeah.
I'm not a real estate person. I don't know all the the language, and you can get lost in that. Yeah. And so it's
easy to get lost in that.
I think you want to have a professional on your side, because I know people sell their homes by owner and all that kind of stuff. But I want this team right here. Next time I'm buying, I know where I'm going.
Well, I appreciate that. And we hope everybody comes to us.
I'm not just saying that, because this is a team of experts right here.
We've been in a locally owned and operated business now since 1982, Cannell & Company Realty. We're at 2107 Airport Boulevard, right in front of the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Been there in that big red building for a whole bunch of years now.
Yes. And Guild Mortgage is there. Shelley has a satellite. There's a satellite office. And
for
David
Guild Mortgage
is
there.
Yeah. And David is at Summit Boulevard. And so we are just... We are your neighbors, and
with strong ties to the community.
Yes.
Well, helping people achieve the American dream. The
Absolutely.
American dream is to own a home, and it's amazing to work with people that are in second and third generations, and they are the first home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Their parents never owned a home, and now
There you go. All right. Well, we've got to take a break now. We're getting ready to come up on the news. It's about half hour's flown by. We're here with Connell and Company. They're going to be back here in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts, Shelley, Angela, David, and Will. They're all here this morning and coming back right after the news. So get your questions ready. Text them in, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. You are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The number here, 850-437-1620. We're here with our friends from Connell & Company. We have in the house Angela Sherrill, Will Maven, and David Redman with Guild Mortgage. So thank you all for being here. I apologize for interrupting your show, but we wanted to get that information out to our listeners. So this has been a lively discussion. Let's keep going.
Right. It's such sad news out of New Orleans. I hate hearing about all of that, and my heart goes out to everybody that was hurt or killed in this thing. But what I would like to do is thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. Happy Thursday. We've got a glorious 2025 ahead of us. Hold your heads up. Let's be the difference we want to see out there in the world. A little bit about our show is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Angela, Sherrill, and I teamed up to be the real estate experts for you. And we go out of our way to bring in professionals in every aspect of this business to be part of our group. David Redmond's with us today with Guild Mortgage. And David, thank you for being in today.
Yeah,
Will, Angela, thank you for having us. I mean, Shelley was in here earlier, and it's a privilege to be part of the show. The amount of knowledge that's in this room between the two of you. If I'm a consumer out there and I'm looking for a realtor and I'm listening to the show, I think I found the two realtors I would like to work with
for sure.
So it's an honor and a privilege to be part of your show. So thank you all very much.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
When shopping for a mortgage, what would you say the most important thing is?
I think the most important thing is that first, you know, you always talk about the cart and the horse and what placement you put them in. I think it's really, really important that you have an understanding of what your finances look like. I mean, if that is going to your local expert, which would be Shelley Isaacson at 850-232-3224. And sit with her and have her peel back your financial situation. Look at your credit, look at your assets, look at your income. There's a lot of people that feel like they can't qualify for a home. As she alluded to earlier, you have second, third generation, first time home buyers. And there's a lot. And I've been doing this for 25 plus years. I'm still nervous every time I go buy a home. And so it's a process that is based on qualifications, not somebody approving you. So if you qualify for a mortgage, you have the ability to purchase. And so with Guild Mortgage, we offer a huge menu of products for the first-time home buyers, 0% down, 1% down, 3% down, as much as you have to put down as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of programs that are driven by the county and by the states on the bond side to help first-time home buyers. And home ownership, as you all alluded to earlier, is amazing. Statistically, if you go back and you look at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac studies, it shows home ownership changes neighborhoods, it changes educational bases, it changes, you know, teen pregnancies, illiteracy. I mean, it wipes out so many things that are problematic in our community. And not only that, to your point earlier, it's your biggest financial investment. And so you look at generational wealth, how it's passed down, and we hear about it all the time now recently, and it's all based off of home ownership.
It starts at home ownership and goes anywhere from there. Now, oftentimes I've had, and just in random conversation, you can't have a conversation with me without talking real estate at some point, because I am passionate about the real estate, and I hear a lot of people say, oh, well, I can't buy a house. And I've explained to people that they'd be shocked as to all the programs that are out there. we want the people in their houses. We want this mm-hmm. for everybody, and we have programs that help get them there.
I have a question from one of our listeners. Come on. Dave just sent it in, which is related to what we're talking about. To qualify for a mortgage, is the FICO score the only thing that really matters? Because we hear so much about that today.
Yeah, I mean, credit is important. I mean, you look across the board, you look at interest rates on credit cards, you look at student loans, you look at everything. Your credit score is a driver to that. In the mortgage process, is that going to be the only thing? No, mm-hmm. it's not. It's one leg of the stool, and you're going to be looking at your income, your assets, what programs you qualify for. And your FICO score is very, very important, but it is not the only piece of the puzzle when it comes to qualifying for a mortgage.
The FICO score does help you get a better rate, but really it comes down to the DTI and what you can actually afford to make monthly payments.
So yeah. DTI, what is that?
Debt to income ratio.
When you throw those out, you got to make sure. You like me, like, what?
Now,
huh?
And I am not a mortgage person. I'm a real estate guy.
So DTI is debt to income.
Debt to income. Gotcha. And the percentage for FHA that you can spend for your monthly.
Yeah, so a debt to income ratio is a driver. So it's going to take all of your income before taxes. And it's going to take all of your debt. And so that's always also a question that people have. Is my electricity bill in there? You know, is this in there? So no, it's not. It's going to be car payments, credit cards, things of that nature that you have on a monthly basis. And then it's going to take whatever the average or whatever your monthly payment's going to be that you're qualifying for the mortgage. And that could be predicated by not just your purchase price. So you could go out and buy $1 million home, let's say, but you're going to put $500,000 down. So that will bring your debt ratio down substantially. So it's not just driven by home prices, mm-hmm. but you also have your taxes, your homeowner's insurance. And if you're not putting down a 20% or you're using a government financing, which would be FHA or VA, mm-hmm. there is what's called MIP or MI in your loan, which is part of your debt ratio as well. And so there are percentages that you have to be under to qualify for a mortgage. The upside of that is that if your credit score is really high, which is the upside of having good credit, or you're putting more than what the minimum is down on a program, you know, we have the ability to go above what the standard DTI are to approve you. So it gives you a little bit more viability.
Right. And my recommendation is talk to a professional.
Yes.
My name is Will Maben. I'm with Connell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at buysellconnell.com.
And I'm Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, and my number is 850-292-3165.
And you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. That's my name. And the number, if you have a question for our experts this morning, 850-437-1620. Text it on in. They're doing a great job answering your questions this morning.
Go ahead, David.
Oh, and my name is David Rebin with Gill Mortgage. That's okay. We're plugging the phone numbers, 850-712-8131. And Shelly Isaacson with Gill Mortgage, 850-232-3224. David. We're sitting here plugging numbers. It's funny, I've almost memorized both y'all's numbers.
I
don't know anyone else's phone numbers because of cell phones.
That's the right. Point. Feel free to reach out to us, not just during the radio show. We are available. We put our personal cell phones out there. So 24/7, we're out there. We're working.
Right.
Let us know how we can help you. Now, I had a question about VA and VA lending and the inducement entitlements for that. Can you explain that more for me?
I can. I wish we had Jason Weber here, who's on our team at Gill Mortgage. He's actually our area manager for our region.
Specialist for everything. That's why you need the professionals.
Yes. Yeah,
Jason Weber is probably one of the best VA guys that I've ever worked with. Amazing knowledge. So the VA has entitlements. So we had the question earlier. VA is a little different than FHA. It kind of follows the loan limits, the conforming loan limits. So you go with 806-500 with the new loan limits. And so entitlement.
806-500. That's
$806,500
for the price of your home.
For the price of your home. And the great thing about VA.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's veteran driven.
Wow.
So it's 100% financing. You don't have to put any money down.
Yeah.
That is fantastic, and I really love that. I work with a lot of VA purchasers, and I've watched them get some great deals. Also, great deals on taxes, too, believe it or not.
Yes.
So that was nice. Now, if they own a home already in another state, and a lot of times my VA customers, they're being told where they're going. They don't get to choose. And they come here. All of a sudden, they're here, but they have a house in, I don't know,
South Carolina. Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
What if they bought that house for $200,000 in South Carolina? They want to hold on to it. How does that work?
Well, VA is very eccentric to the veteran, and that you alluded to that earlier on the tax piece of it, the affordability piece, the rates on it are probably the best in the industry. So it's really the VA drives the protection of the veteran. So to answer your question, yes, you can do that. But with VA, it's a primary residence only. They want to put veterans in homes, and that's the point of the VA loan. But if you are leaving a military area or any area really, and you're coming to Pensacola, which it seems like everybody in the military ends up through NAS at some point, yeah. Right? Or Widenfield.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is
welcome, by the way. We like them.
We love them. We love the veterans. Yeah. So, but you can do that. It's all based on entitlement. So if you still have entitlement, you know, under your VA eligibility and you're coming to our area and buying a home and you have a home in a different area, yes, you can. If you have the entitlement, you can purchase still under your VA entitlement.
And we could check that entitlement for them easy. All they have to do is reach out to us. We can put them in touch with you or Shelly. And
You can call Shelly Isaacson with Guild Mortgage at 850-232-3224. She can actually, probably in the time that it takes you to make a cup of coffee, she could go in and online and pull your entitlement, your eligibility through the VA and let you know exactly what you're eligible for on the purchase side.
Now, hang on the VA, do you all offer the renovation loan, the VA renovation loan?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Because we only had one lender in town that did the VA renovation loan. So this is exciting.
Yeah, the VA renovation is a great product because, we have a lot of aging, especially on the coast, there's a lot of aging homes.
Yeah.
And so the veterans will come in and they'll find a home that has that cultural flair to it, maybe they like so much, but it needs some upgrades. And so we have the ability to do that and really help the veteran. That's an exciting product.
It's all about helping the veteran.
Yes.
We want that. And they've made great progress towards this. One of the things with checking the inducements, entitlement for a VA or getting a pre-approval, kind of something I tell my customers all the time is you don't go to the grocery store without a budget. So let's go, know your budget before we go out and start putting stuff in our cart and then get to the counter and find out, oh, hey, we can't afford this. It's better to know ahead of time and work towards getting there.
Right.
Well, I would highly recommend, from my perspective, that every consumer, starts out with getting pre-approved. And you're able to know what products are available. It gives you confidence in the negotiation piece because you know you're approved. It gives you the ability to go and say, you're looking at a home, and now you're disappointed because you couldn't afford it. And so it really just takes a lot of the animosities and negativities off the table for the consumer, and it puts you in a position of buying power, which I think is powerful in the process.
Right.
Buying power. You know what helps with buying power? Experience. And you get professionals with myself and Angela Sherrill. My name is Will Maben. I'm with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at buysellcannell.com.
Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-292-3165.
And we're joined today with our guest from Guild Mortgage, David Redman. David, thank you for being here today. Could you give us your number?
David Redman with Guild Mortgage, and you can reach me anytime, 24/7. It is 850-712-8131, and we'd love to answer any of your mortgage questions.
We are all locals, and we love helping people come into our community.
Right, and I want to remind us what our former mayor, Vince Wibbs, used to tell people all the time when he was asked, tell us about Pensacola. And Mayor Vince Wibbs, here you go. Pensacola, we are the western gate to the Sunshine State where thousands live and millions wish they could. Well, together with Will Maben, Cannell & Company Realty, and Guild Mortgage, and David Redman, we can do that for you all in 2025.
Wow, the future is bright for 2025. I'm excited. Thank you all for joining us today. What a great radio show. David, thank you for being here.
Yes. Thank you again for having me. It was an honor.
Any other final words of advice for our listeners? Let's get them approved. Let's get some houses sold.
Yeah, get pre-approved. Work with the great team we have here in this room. Statistically, everything is going in the favor of the home buyer going forward. Rates are going to go down. And to your point earlier about should I buy now or not, my perspective is that we see statistical data on it. If you buy now and you set the price, you can always refinance and reset your financial expectations, and you'll save money by doing that over time.
Right. Okay.
And we have a quick question. We got about a minute left. So someone said came in late to the conversation. It might be a good idea if a quick mention is made of VA minimum property requirements.
Well, that's a loaded question.
That's a whole other. So we're going to save that for next month.
That's a long question, yes.
I'm sorry to our listener,
there are VA requirements on every property. There's requirements on conforming. There's requirements on FHA. So the minimum requirement is just safe and sanitary.
Yes.
And so they're going to protect the veteran every chance they get on the VA piece on the financing side.
David Redmond with Guild Mortgage. We have Angela Sherrill here with us with Connell & Company and Will Maven. Thank you guys for being here. Happy New Year.
You.